T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for our weekly visit with our dear friend, Jill Schlesinger, brought to you by Asset Strategies at assetstrats.com. Hi, Jill.
You know when you look at a box score or you look at the standings and you scratch your head and you're like, oh, my God, how did they get that bad? That's what I'm doing right now. I'm looking at the Mets. But I think something similar happened to me over the weekend, which is I looked at the performance of the indices year to date, which, you know, I do all the time anyway. It wasn't a surprise. But I sort of sat there and I said, my God, this is amazing. Look at that NASDAQ, which is up more than 10% this year.
Wow.
Look at these small stocks. So there are two indexes for the small stocks. The Russell 600, I'm sorry, the Russell 2000 and the S&P 600. They're up 8 to 10%.
Good Lord.
You look at that and you compare it with the Dow or the S&P, it's up a few percent. And you realize there's a big bet that's taking place right now on Wall Street. And the bet is the small stocks that are U.S. owned stocks that do a lot of business here in the U.S., they will outshine their big peers because they won't be touched by any of these trade talks. But it's amazing. Sometimes you just do look at that and you say, wow, this is amazing here. What?
I wouldn't
did
have
that
known.
Happen, right?
Had you not told me, we wouldn't know. I mean, thank you.
I know. Well, thanks.
My
job.
It is what you do. Jill, by the way, is the host of Jill on Money, which you hear Saturday afternoons from 4 until 6. Or you can get her anytime at jillonmoney.com. She's updating all day. And there's even video if you want to, you know, check her out.
I want to see what my hair looks like on a given day.
Looks good.
Well, thanks. So the big news this week will be the Federal Reserve. They're going to convene a meeting. I know you get bored by this. But look, you know, every time they raise rates, the funny thing that I think about is, you know, all the time that we were complaining, like, oh, man, rates are so low. I'm not getting any money on my savings and my checking account. All of a sudden, you know, rates have started to creep higher. And you can, with a little work, get some money out of your savings accounts. I was going online and, you know, the average is about 0.25%. That's it. But if you look around, some credit unions, some internet-based banks, there's a great website called depositaccounts.com. You can get up to 2%. That's a big difference.
Well, it is.
That's a big difference. So for people who love their safe money and they really don't want to do much with it, that's fine with me. I agree. You can have some safe money, but there's no reason why you have to just accept 0.25% when there's other alternatives.
Hey, by the way, just one other thing, and you do this in your most recent post at jillonmoney.com. Speaking of keeping your money safe and all that, you do have some tips about what can be going on from the National Cybersecurity Alliance. You know what's weird?
What?
It's like every morning I get online and I'm hearing from BSTNZ Bank or something like that. you need to verify your account. Golly, I didn't even know I had an account with those guys.
Yeah, well, this is part of this huge European law change that's called GDPR. All you need to know is it's a big change in the law. And what's happened is that as a result of the change in the law, there's a big shift in privacy policies. And it was really supposed to be for European banks.
Right.
And any company that did business in Europe, whether it's an internet company, a financial company, a consumer-based company, they had to update their privacy notifications, and they had to give you a chance to control your own data. Well, because U.S. companies essentially don't want to have a zillion different policies, they adopted many of the rules, although you can't sue them, obviously, because you're not an EU resident. But this is actually good news for us, because in an era where, of course, we have to take on a lot more liability ourselves and a lot of responsibility ourselves, having general data protection regulations or GDPR is a good thing. And you still have to do all the other stuff, unfortunately.
We've waded through a lot of acronyms this morning.
I'm exhausted.
Are you tired?
All you need to know is some of the rules have changed. Go to jillonmoney.com and I've got a nice bunch of tips that will, you know, these things. It's like me telling you, you know, you should go to the doctor. You really should get that annual. And you know you should do it.
But you never do. Or you know rarely do.
Let me just say this. Don't click on any links. That'll probably be your first thing. If you just do that, you'll probably be much better off.
So you can get whacked even if you click on a link.
Totally.
Oh,
you really, and don't click on a link also, like, even if it's your, you know, like, oh, your mom sent you something. My mom is a complete dope when it comes to what she sends to me. I get a lot of empty bubbles on my texts. I love her to death, but she's not, you know, so she could pass along some fraudulent, yeah, weird website by, yeah, mistake. So don't click on links.
You know, final thing, and you do bring this up in that kind of compilation from cybersecurity, and that is the whole thing about your SSN. You know, originally that was supposed to be it. That was all you were supposed, mm-hmm, to use it for, was Social Security. Mm-hmm. Now everybody asks for it. Do you have to give it?
No. And by the way, I would not give it at all unless I had to. And don't give your phone number if you don't have to, or don't give your email address. You know when you check out sometimes from a, yeah, store and they're like, "Can we have your email address?" No, you can't. How about that? Just say no. You know, like, you know, just do it. It's the inverse of just do it. Just say no.
I don't want to hurt their feelings.
No, you won't. It's okay. All right. And don't overshare on social media. I know you're not doing that, but your kids probably are.
I know. Hey, Jill, it's always great. Thank you much.
Take care, buddy.
All right. JillOnMoney.com. All kinds of tools there. Information, videos, it's good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.